This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining me on this week's radio journey. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 414. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also sponsored by Microsoft, your go-to resource for collaboration tools your company absolutely needs to be successful. Yes, it is my birthday day, January 22nd, Debbie. Thank you for this. On today's show, we'll talk about how to be successful, not as a one-hit wonder, but starting many successful companies over time. Plus, why are so many ambitious people in business not satisfied, and what can they do about it? Plus, how do you run an automated marketing campaign that actually brings in revenue? But first, I consider myself in the business world a lot of things, but I never had the illusion that I was cool. But I think all successful people need to have that certain swagger. My next guest has written a new book on this about how to develop that swagger. Randy Cohen has more than 25 years of CEO experience and significant expertise in entrepreneurial ventures. He grew his company from infancy to $70 million in revenue, high profitability, and global prominence as a market leader. His new book is called Secret Swagger: How to Own Your Cool in Life and Business. Randy, welcome to the show.
Woo-woo! Stand back, non-believers. Happy birthday, Brother Barry.
I appreciate that. So, I never thought of myself as cool. Do I still have a chance to be cool in business if I read the book?
Well, I know who you are, number one, and you are Cool Daddy Slick. You have a vibe. You're not afraid to be the one head above the sea of heads that stand out. So I'm going against you on that. But, you know, at the end of the day, Barry, you know, Ticket City has been around for 27 years now. And you learn a lot of stuff when you're in business for 27 years. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I wrote Secrets of Swagger, How to Own Your Cool in Life and in Business. And, you know, if at the end of the day I can give back a few tidbits of my knowledge and give a few takeaways to people, that's what it's all about. You know, let people learn from my mistakes.
So why is first of all, what is swagger in your mind, and why is it so important to be successful in business?
You know, swagger is like, you know, when you see Lady Gaga on stage making things happen, when you see somebody like George Clooney walk into a room and the room just is fascinated, when you see Sir Richard Branson just make things happen and you know, you follow him all around the world, your John Waynes, your Jimmy Fallons. You know, so what I did in this book is I talked about how business works at Ticket City. And Ticket City, after 27 years, you know, we're nearly a $150 million company. And I talk about the things we need to do to get successful and grow: the collaboration, the charisma, the commitment, the courage, the competitiveness, the coolness we had to have, you know, the character, doing things long after the feeling of doing them right leaves you, you know, being creative and, you know, communicating and then caring. I talk about all these things in the book in each chapter, and I compare them to different people like, you know, a collaboration. Lady Gaga has to collaborate in order to, you know, have a hit song or be successful in one of her movies or TV shows. You have to have Frank Sinatra. He has charisma when he walked onto the stage years ago. I mean, he makes a difference, and people were fascinated by him. And I talk about that in all the chapters of the book and relate it to what Ticket City has done to get to where we are today.
And I want to remind people that swagger isn't necessarily being conceited or huge ego or things like that, because you describe swagger in the book, and all the titles very conveniently begin with C. You talk about it as commitment, courage, coolness, competitiveness, character, creativity, right? That's really what swagger is about.
You know, yeah. You know, you have to have confidence in yourself. I mean, for sure. And, you know, you want people to never see you sweat. But the end of the day, what swagger is to me, honestly, is authenticity. You know, if you walk into a room and, you know, you want to just feel it and you want to be real, and people see when people are authentic. And, you know, that's what I talk about. And authenticity is kind of what Ticket City is about, you know? I mean, we empower all our employees to make a difference. We're not going to micromanage them, and that's why they've stayed with us. I think the average manager with us has been with us about 19 years each. And, you know, you have to do those things to survive in business today, and you have to continue reinventing yourself. And I think that's part of what Swagger is, too, reinventing yourself over and over again. And that's why we talk about somebody like Lady Gaga, JFK, George Clooney, and many people in this book.
We're talking with Randy Cohen. He was the founder of Ticket City. He's got a new book out. It's called Secrets of Swagger, How to Own Your Own Cool in Life and Business. I think that Lady Gaga is a very interesting example because, in a sense, she really recreated her own self, right?
Over and over again. You know, you've seen several people like that. You know, you get your Madonna, your Lady Gaga, you know, your Frank Sinatra back in the day. I mean, these guys were, you know, not just, you know, I think Lady Gaga wanted to be an actress at first, and she didn't make it happen. Then she became a rock star singer and then got back into acting. But she's talented by working hard, showing up, and she has to collaborate on putting herself out there and being that one head above the sea of heads out there that really stands out and shines.
You know,
people take notice of her.
Yeah, I love the part of the title says owning your own cool, because my cool may not be the same as your cool. I remember a while back I was staying at a W hotel and I tweeted to the W. I said, "Listen, I don't feel cool enough to stay at a W hotel, Randy." And they tweeted me back, "Barry, we think you're plenty cool." But cool is different to different people. Like, so a lot of people would think that, well, Mark Zuckerberg's a nerd, but some people say, "Well, he's really cool in his hoodie," right?
You know, you're going to be cool in your group. He's cool among, you know, the coolest of all the nerds out there. You know, you do cool stuff. Barry, when you break away every few years to, you know, to disconnect for 14 days, to recharge yourself, you know, slow down your brain, that's cool. That's learning and growing. And to me, that's what life is about. You have to challenge yourself, go outside your comfort zone, and do things you don't normally do to learn and grow and to become a better person, both personally and professionally. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I wrote Secrets of Swagger, really to get a few takeaways back to young people that are trying to become, you know, up and coming in the entrepreneurial world, and old folks that have been in the business a long time that just might be stuck.
Exactly. Now, I know that you've spent some time with Sir Richard Branson. I've only seen him speak once. But to me, this guy is the epitome of cool because he is so authentic.
He really is. What I learned most from Richard, and I've been very fortunate to, you know, hang with him on Necker Island, hang with him on a trip in Africa, and, you know, other than him kicking my ass in chess, you know, and being so athletic and just, you know, being fun, he's a practical jokester, you know, which is fun. But that's not what I love about this guy. He listens. You got two ears and one mouth, that old saying, listen twice as much as you talk. And, you know, although that might be tough for me out there, he does. And it's fascinating, someone that, you know, when they speak, it commands a room, he actually listens to you and hears what you say. So it's fascinating to learn from these icons out here.
So there's a popular expression in business, fake it till you make it. Do you believe that really holds true these days, or you can't really fake it because you got to be authentic?
Yeah, you know, I'll go with you on that. I mean, sure, never let them see you sweat. You know, you got to show up. You know, forget about faking it. You know, if you show up every day and you try hard, work hard, you know, I mean, these people in sales, you got to ask for the order sometimes 20 or 30 times. And if you're relentless on asking for the order, they're eventually going to say, fine, you've worn me down. You know, here's, you know, an order. But I'll give you an example. I've got a wealth manager buddy of mine. He worked on me for 5 years. And finally I said, okay, here's, you know, something to do. But he was real. He kept on working it and working it. And 5 years later, he now has, you know, some of my wealth management portfolio. So, you know, you got to plant seeds out there to be successful. And, you know, you got to be committed to whatever you're doing. And you got to have the courage to take chances.
Well, the title of the book is called Secrets of Swagger, How to Own Your Cool in Life and Business. Where can people get in touch with you, Randy, if they want to continue the conversation?
You know, they can get the book, number one, on Amazon right now. It came out about 3 weeks ago. Barry, you're one of the first shows that I've done.
Got in my grubby little hands here.
Yep. You're in the loop of love, buddy.
That's right.
And then, you know, they can get in touch with me. I'm an open book around here. Feel free to email me, randy@ticketcity.com. And, you know, our phone number at Ticket City is 1-800-SOLD-OUT. I'll give you a special treat for all of your listeners. Through the month of February, I'll give you this discount code. They can all get a discount if they use TCRC05, whenever they go to TicketCity.com. If they push that in, there's going to be a Barry Moltz discount on there for any concert, sporting, or theater event that they want to go see all around the world, including the Cubs opening day.
There you go. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM560 Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Outbound Bishop Ford closed between Sibley and 159th, and that's because of an earlier crash. Traffic's getting diverted off at Sibley. Also on the inbound I-57 at Sibley, there's been a report of a crash. It's off on the left-hand shoulder. Eisenhower heading inbound at Central. There's police activity at the on-ramp, but the good news is there's no delays in either direction on the Eisenhower. There is road construction between the Circle and Wells on the inbound lanes. Left lane remains closed. Outbound between Wells and the Circle, the road is reduced down to two lanes. Also on the Stevenson outbound between Lakeshore and State, there's long-term road construction in place. Taking a look at the temperatures tonight, 35 and foggy. Tomorrow, 42 and cloudy. Currently, it's 48 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You know, the world didn't stop while you slept. Get the first look at what's happening around the world and here at home.
Scene of a plane crash in the remote French Alps.
With Don't This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Bruce told CNN that he will follow the text of the law.
It's the breaking news and business information you'll need to start your day.
Here now with a look at some of the stories we're following.
Each weekday morning, starting at 4, right before Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan and Amy at 5. On AM 560. The Answer.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Fruits and vegetables in a capsule? Really? Let me get this straight. Over 10 servings of 31 different 100% pure fruits and veggies every day? No fillers, no additives, in vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving. Want to know more? Tune in this Saturday at 6 p.m. for the Balance of Nature show here on AM 560. Everything you need to know in a capsule. Get your family and friends together. You don't want to miss this one. Listen this Saturday at 6 p.m. on AM 560.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month, our Quantum Adaptogen is on special. It's great support for mood, stress response, and adrenal function. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447.
Join Dr. Bob Marshall for Healthline, Saturday morning at 10 on AM 560, The Answer.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, many of us struggle with automated marketing campaigns that produce revenue, but here to help out and to really show us a wonderful solution, I'm proud to welcome to the show a man that's been called the billion-dollar brand man, the profit pioneer, an automation apostle, Trevor Otz is the co-founder of Peak Performers Institute. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here.
So people always have this idea that they're going to put together this automated marketing campaign. They put it together once, and every morning they get up, and they're just going to have to count the money. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't work that way. And it's funny because when I first got into automation, that's exactly how I thought it was going to work. And I bought all of the programs, bought all of the systems, went to all of the events. And afterwards, I basically had a box full of stuff and a bag full of things and a big credit card bill. And at the end of the day, I still hadn't generated the revenue.
So, Trevor, what really works? Because I will tell you, I've been doing automation marketing for some time. I've had some results, but really not the results that I really hoped for. Where do you start in really making this thing successful?
Well, I think that first you have to have – everything's going to start with your clarity. And your clarity has to precede the swiping of your credit card. Your clarity has to proceed before you just start jumping in with every new toy and new gadget that comes out. And so here's a couple of areas that you need clarity in. One, you want to make sure that you know the difference between a lead and a prospect. And let me just give that very quickly. A lead is a person who is interested in your products, your services, your mission, or your brand. That's a lead. And oftentimes we perceive that a lead and a prospect is the same thing. It's not. And then there's the prospect. A prospect is somebody who is indicated by their actions, that they're interested in your products, your services, your mission, or your brand. So when we get into automation marketing, the very first phase of that is really understanding who are your leads and who are your prospects and who are the people who are interested and who are the people who have indicated by their actions that they're interested. And if you want to focus your automation in the two areas, your automation, your first half of your automation is on generating leads. Your second part of your automation is turning those leads into prospects. And the prospects are the ones that you want to turn into clients. But what happens is sometimes we jump the gun and we try to turn the leads immediately into customers. And it's the same as having a one-night stand, which is basically you're trying to get the person interested and get them to swipe their credit card 5 minutes later, and there's a process that needs to happen. And it's really just like dating the client. And so the second big realization that I had was when I came into the marketplace, everybody used this word. Everybody said you had to do funnels and get a sales funnel and get a marketing funnel and funnels, funnels, funnels. And one day, I just said to myself, Brad, I had a funnel. I was putting some oil in my car. And I said, this can't possibly be a good thing. Something that is designed to bring people in and push people out can't possibly be a good thing. If I'm constantly bringing people in and spitting people out, because a funnel is designed to bring something in and push something out, I'm going to always be forced to go back and look for a new customer, a new client. And it felt like, you know, to a certain degree, that I would always be chasing the next client, which is the biggest problem that small businesses have, where they're constantly chasing the new client. And the reason why they're constantly chasing a new client is because they're using a funnel methodology. So if you're using automation, don't use automation to create a funnel. You want to use automation to create a circle. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Write this down. Sometimes you don't need more customers and clients. Sometimes you need more of the customers and the clients that you already have spending more money with you. If we look at Apple, you buy the iPhone, then you buy the iPad, then you buy the MacBook Pro, then you buy the Apple TV, the Apple Watch. And after you finish buying all of the Apple products, it's now time to buy iPhone 2, iPad 2, MacBook Pro 2, Apple TV 2, Apple Watch 2. Now it's time to buy iPhone 3. But what they created is more of a circle, more of an ecosystem. And I like to refer to that ecosystem as the evergreen revenue model. Using your automation to really create a circle. meaning you're not just trying to bring people in. You're trying to keep people in. That you're not looking just for your next client. You're looking to introduce your client to newer and improved versions of the original products that they had purchased from you. And what I remember is that, Barry, when I came in, I went to all of the conferences, and they would say, Trevor, what you got to do is you got to use rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. And I have found this to be true. And I want every entrepreneur to hear this statement and factor in what it means for you. The number one problem facing today's entrepreneur is an addiction to our labor as the primary mechanism that we use to generate revenue.
Absolutely.
We are overly addicted to ourselves. We are addicted to our labor. We are addicted to what we can do. We want to be Superman. We want to be Superwoman. But what you really need is systems and processes, like automation systems. And so getting into this rinse and repeat model, what I did in my own business is I figured out how to do something that made money. And then I went back and I did it again, and it made money again. And then I went back and I did it again, and it made money again. And I thought that what I had replicated was how to make money. But what I had really replicated was my labor. Because as soon as you remove me from the equation, the money-making cycle stops. And that's not automation. Automation is the process that you use to complete your business or to finish your business methodology. And so when I say finish, the purpose of your automation, write this down, is to finish. It's to complete something. When I say finish, by definition, I mean complete something to the point that it can go on without your on-site supervision. Let me just say that again. It means to complete something to the point that it can go on without your on-site supervision. And so the purpose of your automation is to bring things to a point of completion, to finish some things, to finish your marketing, to finish your sales cycle, to finish some things. Now, here's the thing. In a race, interestingly enough, in a race, winning is defined by finishing first. But business is not a race. It's a process. And in a process like business, winning is defined by finishing, period. And in our businesses, we have been conditioned to search for a return on our investment, on ROI. But I would challenge every entrepreneur listening to this call today to start to transition that thinking, to start to transcend that thinking, to start looking for an ROF, a return on finish, a return on the things that I have finished. And oftentimes, when revenue challenges show up in our business, when certain challenges show up in our business, it's usually a reflection of the fact that there's something that we have not finished. So we use automation for the purpose of finishing something. We don't just use automation for the purpose of just making money. Making money is a side effect of automation. It's a side effect of finishing something. You know, one of the things, one of the best pieces of advice that I ever got was from another entrepreneur by the name of George Frazier. He said that money follows excellence, not the other way around. Love the statement. And so as you're going through setting up your automation, set it up in such a way that it brings something to a point of completion. Set it up in such a way that it helps you finish something. The key to automation is not the tools. It's not all the infusing sauce and the AWebers and the click funnels. All of these systems are run by your methodology.
Exactly.
What is how you think about how you're going to deploy these systems.
Exactly. And Trevor, I got to cut you off there because we're running out of time. I appreciate you being on the show. The process is so important, and I encourage you to get in touch with Trevor at www.businessboosterbootcamp.com. Trevor, thanks so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate it.
Coming up next, how to be successful as an entrepreneur, not just once, not just twice, not just three times, but over and over and over again. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You need to understand that the way you build wealth is you do not use the evening news or CNN or Fox to set the tone of your emotions around your investing.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're thinking of changing your investing patterns because you're watching the news, you need to turn off the news. You are in charge of your destiny.
Dave Ramsey. Weeknights starting at 7. Presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM 560. The Answer.
News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Picking up the pieces in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, after a tornado yesterday kills 4 and causes extensive damage.
The church has been destroyed again for the second time in 3 years.
That man with the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, residents from Mississippi to Georgia being warned to stay alert today.
There's some possibility that there could be some rather long track or damaging tornadoes in between now and this evening.
Meteorologist Rich Thompson with the National Weather Service. Organizers estimate more than 4.7 million people marched in solidarity around the world yesterday against the tone set by President Trump.
A voice. We have a voice, and we want to be heard. And we are out here. We are marching not only for women's rights, but we're marching for our future.
That woman at a march in North Carolina. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Outbound Bishop Ford closed between Sibley and 159th. That's closed because of an earlier crash. Traffic is getting diverted off at Sibley. Also on I-57 heading inbound at Sibley, there's a report of a crash. It's off in the ditch. Now also, if you're on the Eisenhower heading inbound at Central, there's police activity. That on the on-ramp remains closed. And on 394 heading southbound at Glenwood Dyer Road, there's a report of a crash that's taking out the left-hand shoulder. Keep in mind there's a dense fog advisory in effect for the Chicagoland area. It's now been extended to noon this afternoon, and you'll find that you'll need to check your flights if you're taking a flight this afternoon, as they are all starting to become a mess. Tonight, 35 and foggy. Tomorrow, 42 and cloudy. Currently, 48. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
If I only had more leads, if I only had more prospects to sell to. Sound familiar? The Sales Prospecting Group is ready to help you take your business to the next level. The Sales Prospecting Group is a local Chicagoland company that has helped hundreds of companies nationwide to secure new business by getting them in the door. The Sales Prospecting Group will get you appointments with qualified prospects to help you grow your business. They don't use contract labor or offshore callers. Their in-house staff of business account executives are highly trained, professional and effective. The Sales Prospecting Group will build a custom campaign specifically for your business. They know how to navigate complex corporate hierarchies to get to the right people and get you connected with them. The Sales Prospecting Group specializes exclusively on B2B sales. Call the Sales Prospecting Group now to learn how they could help your business grow in 2017. 630-701-9052. 630-701-9052. The Sales Prospecting Group. It's time to grow.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
I always joke to my friends that if I could hold a real job, I would. But since I can't, this is really why I'm an entrepreneur. But what is really the key to being a successful entrepreneur over your entire life? David Roberts has been in business for himself since he was 21 years old. He's a published author with two political thrillers to his credit, Patriots of Treason and State of Treason. But inspired by his four children, David released his inaugural unconventional business book called Unemployable, How to Be Successfully Unemployed Your Entire Life. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry, for having me.
I just love that title because I feel as an entrepreneur, I am unemployable. And I never heard anybody express it that way.
Well, so I think I had the last job I had, Barry, I was 21. I think that's what my supervisor says, you know, you're just unemployable. And so that's kind of stuck with me my entire life. And he was correct. I've never been having a job and working for somebody else, having them control my income, my schedule, my vacation is, it would be like torture to me.
Why do you think you're unemployable? And I guess, is that a good quality for an entrepreneur?
Oh, I think it is. And for somebody like me, you know, there's different motivations because I get asked all the time, you know, are you born an entrepreneur or entrepreneurs made? And I'm not so sure they're born. I can tell you in my case, in many cases of a lot of entrepreneurs that I've spoken with over the years, for me, it was my environment. I grew up in a very corporate household, and I saw how that corporation that my stepfather worked for 36 years controlled our entire life, where we lived, what vacations we took. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough growing up to have some friends whose parents had their own businesses, and they always seemed to have a little different lifestyle than we did. And that stuck with me at a very early age.
It's really kind of interesting because I know that years ago, being an entrepreneur was not really, you know, in vogue, right? Because, in fact, if you couldn't work for someone else, you started your own business. But today, people are choosing to be an entrepreneur even before they've worked for another company.
That's true, and you'll hear the phrase, and I use it all the time, called the gig economy, and I think the millennials. I'm 57 years old, but I think the millennials, a lot of millennials, have the key to this, and there's a lot of this in my book, Unemployable, about folks who may be doing two or three different things, basically micro businesses, or what I would call, you know, participating in the gig economy, where they may drive an Uber, they may play in a band at night. But they value their freedom over going to work, you know, 8 to 5 and sitting in a cubicle somewhere. So they'd really have their freedom to do two or three different things, which are basically micro businesses on their own, to have the freedom to do what they want to do.
But, David, how do you sustain this really over a lifetime? You said you're 57, you're 21. There's a lot of ups and downs that go through being an entrepreneur. And you see a lot of people being an entrepreneur, go back to corporate life for a while, then become an entrepreneur, go back to corporate life. How do you sustain it over such a long period of time?
Well, I think if you talk to any entrepreneur, they're gonna tell you about their failures. I don't know of any entrepreneur who hasn't failed. Some more spectacularly than others. I mean, I had one spectacular failure in my mid-20s. But for people like us, and probably, Barry, you're probably the same way, it's never been an option. To me, it would be throwing the surrender flag up and going and getting a job, and I just couldn't survive in that environment. So, you know, for the book is geared for people like me. It probably you. They had that deep down gut burn that they've got to be in business for themselves. There's just no other option. And for me, I'd rather, you know, live on a dirt floor and eat beans than do it a different way.
I hear you. Now, I'm very intrigued by one of the titles in the chapter in your book. It's called "You Can't Push a Wet Noodle." What's that about?
I've learned over the years, Barry, that I can't motivate anybody but myself. And believe me, I've tried. So when I'm you know, I've seen people, and they've had an incredible amount of talent, and they could be very successful in business for themselves. If they're not motivated on their own, you can't get. And it's the same way with employees that I have, and I have a lot of employees, or anybody else in life. They're either motivated on their own or they're not. You can try to help motivate them, but if they're not motivating them on their own, then you can't push a wet noodle.
You know, and that is really why the culture fit when you hire someone for a company, David, is so much more important than a skills fit.
Oh, it is. It really is. And, you know, I could care less about skins on the wall for our businesses, depending on what the job description is. The two things that I always tell people every day almost in some walk of life in my businesses, my employees, is that there's two things that I look for in people. One is their ability to get along with others, because if you're able to get along with anybody, no matter what walk of life they come through, that means you're relatable and you're able to get your points across. The other one is problem solving. Very few people know how to problem solve. And I think for an entrepreneur, that's probably one of the most important attributes an entrepreneur needs to have, is the ability to solve problems. I mean, that's essentially, when people ask me what I do every day, I just solve many problems every day.
That's what we all do. Well, David, I appreciate you being on the show. Tell me, your book is called Unemployable, How to Be Successfully Unemployed Your Entire Life. If you want to reach David, go to www.renegadecapitalist.com. David, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry. And I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Well, coming up, why are so many ambitious people still so dissatisfied? We tackle that next. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Outbound Bishop Ford closed between Sibley and 159th because of an earlier crash. Traffic's getting taken off at Sibley. Also on I-57 heading inbound at Sibley, there's a report of a crash. It's off on the left-hand ditch. 394 heading southbound just after Glenwood Dyer Road, there's a report of a crash. And on the inbound Eisenhower at Central, there's police activity. It's at the on-ramp, and it's not causing much of a delay at this hour. Now, looking at Lakeshore Drive southbound between 18th and the Stevenson, it's reduced down to three lanes. Northbound between 31st and the Stevenson is reduced down to three lanes as well. Also, again, on Bishop Ford, outbound closed between Sibley and 159th. That's closed because of a crash. It's getting diverted off at Sibley. It's 48 and cloudy. Here's a further look at your local weather forecast.
Microsoft knows the only constant is change, especially when it comes to technology we use to help run our businesses. Technology should be an asset, one that helps you to anticipate, manage, and respond quickly to change. It should also help your organization reduce costs and get more from the investments you make. Looking at the new tools and services coming out of Microsoft, it's immediately evident that the company is revolutionizing how it helps small businesses. Microsoft not only gets what small business need, but also how they want to work. When it comes to growing with greater efficiency, Microsoft technologies such as Office 365, Power BI, and the Azure Cloud Platform are helping small businesses answer some key questions. One, how quickly can we get new employees up and running with the tools they need? Two, how do we keep up with the massive growth in data needed to do business today? Three, are we getting the maximum return on our technology investments? With Microsoft, small businesses get solutions that help them grow their business with greater efficiency by reducing costs and getting exactly the technology you need when you need it. To learn more about the Microsoft products and services that will help give your company a competitive edge, visit modern.biz today. That's modern.biz.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
There's one thing in small business that's really ironic. I found that a lot of ambitious people really struggle to find satisfaction in what they're doing. Here to provide a key to success is Seth Bueckley, who is a serial entrepreneur and business founder. In his most recent role as president of Solid USA, Seth helped bring cellular and public safety radio coverage to some of the most recognized venues in America, including the Empire State Building, the New York Subway, Moscone Center, and the Daytona International Speedway. He's got a new book out. It's called Ambition, Leading with Gratitude. Seth, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. I'm thrilled to be on with you this morning.
You know, this really seems like an oxymoron to me that ambitious people would really struggle to find satisfaction. You think that if people are naturally ambitious, they would find satisfaction automatically. Why doesn't that happen?
You'd think so, but what happens often, Barry, is we're so forward-focused that we're always chasing the next thing, and we've fallen into this trap that, you know, we think that satisfaction is found through achievement. But there's always something new to achieve. And as you know, we set really high goals for ourselves, and so we're always chasing.
So is it because we're always going, like for myself, I'm always focused really on the goal rather than on the process of getting to that goal?
You know, I think that that's healthy, and that's the way we're wired by our DNA and also by our training. But there's something that we need to do to kind of counteract the negative sides of ambition. And that's really what I write about, which is developing a relationship with gratitude, because it has such a powerful effect on people that are wired like us as entrepreneurs.
So define what you mean by gratitude, because that means a lot of things to a lot of different people.
Sure, it does. And often it comes off as kind of squishy and flowery and all that. But it's actually very, very, very strong in the life of somebody who will take the time to take a detailed accounting of the opportunities they have, of the gifts they have, and to really kind of let go of some of the striving that comes so naturally to people that are driven like us. And it's a very intentional practice. And, of course, people practice it different ways based on their own personal bent. But I share a little bit about how I do it and how others do it. And I just think it has a great effect on people that are driven and ambitious by nature.
I want to hit on 2 points you just mentioned there. You said take a detailed accounting of what we can be mm-hmm. thankful for. I find so many people don't do that. I mean, when I wake up every day, I think to myself, I am the luckiest son of a gun in the entire world, right? And I think a lot of people don't take a detailed accounting and say, hey, this is why I'm so lucky or this is why I'm so fortunate. How do you start to do that?
I think pain, you know, the truth is pain. And I learned this lesson the hard way, having had a big win and then some big failures and kind of saying, hey, what went wrong? And for me, the epiphany was what went wrong is that I fundamentally wasn't grateful for all that I had. And I really had to start to ask myself hard questions. And so being introspective, as you know, is the key to kind of becoming enlightened around, all right, why am I doing the things I'm doing? You know, what's the point of achieving these goals and making money if I'm still miserable in the process? And I see a lot of entrepreneurs that self-destruct because they never get a grip on this.
You know, also, you bring up the point that sometimes we have to let go of some of the striving, because I find that I'm really good at striving. I'm not so good at let go of some of that striving. And a lot of people who are not strivers, who are not ambitious, who aren't goal-oriented like me, Seth, they can't really understand that. They say, what could be bad about striving?
I know. I hear you. Somebody once told me, he said, you know, content people struggle with ambition as well. And I just looked at him with this blank look on my face because I was like, really? You know, because I'm not wired that way. I don't necessarily understand that. But what I do understand is that the people that are driven know what it's like to wake up every morning anxious. And what I find is by focusing in on gratitude, I have to come to a conclusion that the good things in my life didn't come to my life because I was striving and trying to make it happen. There's an abundance out there that I can tap into, and I can have a little bit of rest. It doesn't mean I'm going to be a slacker. It just means that I have to tune in to what's really going on in the big picture here, which is I've been giving gifts and opportunities, and I have an obligation to use those the right way.
We're talking with Seth Bueckley. He's the author of a book called Ambition, Leading with Gratitude. So, Seth, how do you balance gratitude with staying hungry?
Yeah, well, I don't think we, people that are naturally by DNA and by training ambitious, struggle with staying hungry. That's just not a challenge for us. you know, I think we strive for peace, but we should never become passive. And for me, I look at it like this. As I said, we do this accounting of what we're grateful for, and then we understand now, okay, I've been given these gifts. I have a purpose and I have an obligation. And so what happens is the mission starts to be the fuel, not the fear. We don't want to be driven by fear. And a lot of us are until we get a grip on this gratitude thing. And once we understand gratitude, we're no longer driven by fear. We're driven by our mission. And then we start to get serious about serving others and making an impact and leaving a legacy, because we're doing it from a place of gratitude and purpose, not a place of striving and fear.
Yeah, I think this idea of being motivated by fear is important, because I found a lot of times in my life, I was really motivated. My ambition was really motivated by my fear of not being successful, not making enough money. When I was in South Africa this last year, I came across a Nelson Mandela quote, which I really liked. He said, "Let our choices reflect our hopes, not our fears," which I thought was very powerful.
Yeah, and you know, the reason I wrote the book Ambition Leading with Gratitude is I call it a biography. It's not really an autobiography. It's more of a biography. Why do people that are driven struggle with this issue of satisfaction, and what can they do about it? And so I tried to get as practical as I can in terms of the downsides of a personality like the one we share.
Yeah, no, I think it's really important. Well, I appreciate you being on the show, Seth. Where can people get a copy of the book and learn more about the wonderful work you're doing?
Real simple. Just go to readambition.com, readambition.com, and they can download a free audio chapter and a free chapter of the book to kind of whet their appetite and check out the other things we're talking about there. And again, I really appreciate being on your show this morning, Barry.
Well, Seth, I appreciate you being here. I think it's a very important topic to really talk about. And I know that we all have to wake up every day and take a detailed accounting of what we're really thankful for and our gratitude. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Molt and get a free copy of the book.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen of Dr. Amy & Associates. One of the services we provide, mental health and wellness. We see children, adolescents, and adults for individuals, couples, and family counseling. We even do psychiatry and medication management. All of our thoughts, feelings, and actions are a result of those conditioned ways of thinking, feeling, and being that lead us to make decisions. And so I work with individuals to help them understand and help them create a new blueprint to move them from a negative mindset to a positive mindset.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
One of the most difficult issues that small business owners face is how to retain their employees, because it's so expensive to replace them over time. Here with some great ideas is a 30-year industry veteran, John Martorana. He's an expert in growing businesses and organizations through bold marketing and communication programs at Oxford Communication. John takes a lead on engagement oversight, strategic planning, and client leadership. Under his tutelage, NJ Biz has named the agency one of the state's fastest growing businesses and consistently ranked it as one of the top 10 agencies in New Jersey. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Barry.
Well, we know how costly it is for there to be a turnover of employees, and especially now with the economy being fairly good compared to what it was 8 years ago. What are the best ways that employers can actually retain the people so they stay for a while?
Sure. Well, a lot of our employees also are millennials, and I think there's a need and a want, desire for millennials in particular to always be learning. And one of the things I think small businesses struggle with is how can we possibly afford to do that internally? And we've come up with two really great programs that I wanted to share with your listeners. The first one is we call it Oxford Communications University, or OCU. And basically what it has been for us is a year-long initiative with department leaders and members hold classes every Wednesday at about 3 o'clock to educate employees about their particular specialty in an interactive, entertaining, and engaging setting. Each employee makes an annual 30-minute individual or group presentation that is subsequently shareable via Oxford's internal portal. And they basically get points for showing up and points for filling out a questionnaire at the end. And it's an opportunity for maybe somebody in account services to learn something in social communications or something in digital or something in interactive. It really sort of promotes and promulgates cross-pollination of ideas.
And it's been great.
The people that present OCU, the employees, as well as the people that, you know, show up to the OCU presentations have found it really, really helpful. We get lots of positive feedback on it. It's sort of a break from the everyday. We kind of mix it with a snack at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays, which we always had anyway, but we made it more meaningful by having it. And we also bring in outside vendor partners to it as well. So it's not just internal learning, but it's also external. And again, it gives people an opportunity. They might have heard of Cito Mobile or one of our partners in the interactive space, but they really don't know what they do. And it's important that, you know, we really have this sort of robust education. We're going to have a graduation party complete with caps and gowns, diplomas and speeches, because in the advertising world, you always have to keep it fun. So that's something that we're, you know, looking forward to as well.
Well, John, I appreciate that. This is a very, very important area because we have to reinvest in our employees. And I really appreciate you being on the show to bring up this point. Where can people get in touch with you?
Well, they can email me at john@oxfordcommunications.com or call me here at the office, which is 609-397-4242, extension 125.
John, thanks for being on the show. And I want to thank all of you for joining us this week. I want to thank our sponsors, Microsoft and Nextiva. I especially want to thank our fantastic staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, and our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, give me a call on my birthday. My private line is 773-837-8250. Or you can email me. It's barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally make more money? Isn't this the year where you finally do exactly what you thought you'd accomplish when you set out to start your business? Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Mary Beth. I have